Yeah. Gosh, it's so exciting because they've grown so rapidly. We started, I think, three or 4 years ago, and it really started because our customers, just whenever we go do a customer visit, or we'd get together with bump into them at conferences, they really just showed enthusiasm for wanting more Bluebeam FaceTime. We want more time with Bluebeam, more Bluebeam FaceTime. And so the executive team thought about it and said, well, what if we made, user conference? And the first year we did it, we were just like, oh my gosh, we hope people show up. Because people say they want something, but the reality of getting budget and time off in this industry is a different thing. So our first conference, we had it right in downtown LA. We were at the Grammy Museum. I think that was our first, that may have been our second. And yes, they showed up, and they've showed up year after year after year. And we've had 50% growth year after year from our audience. And this past year, we had just about 800 people at the conference. And for anybody who comes to the conference who does not know Bluebeam too well or does not know the product very well, they walk away kind of with their jaw dropped to the floor saying, wow, I had no idea that A, people could love a software company so much, and B, that the product could do so much, that there was so much that people were doing. And we really feature and highlight customers who are leveraging the product to do innovative things on big and small projects. For instance, one of the things we talked about this past conference was this idea of the BIM curve. And that there are so many valuable lessons that we learn from the BIM process and the BIM mentality that if we could pull some of those ideas and workflows down to the level where people don't have Revit, but they may have AutoCAD, and being able to pull those lessons down to the lowest common denominator to begin to build that understanding of workflow, that it then becomes a stepping stone to jump into the next project, which is a BIM project, depending on the level. And they are able now to understand the concept behind the technology and get on board and adopt it faster. So we have our conference in Los Angeles this year. And coming up September 29th, we have our Bluebeam Extreme Conference in Stockholm. And then October 1st, we have our Bluebeam Extreme Conference London. So we're about to start a road trip here soon. For our first extreme conferences in Stockholm and in London.
Exciting stuff. It's really nice and it's really, exciting, and congratulations on the growth on that, because could have just stayed in the States, but no, you're pushing it and pushing it, going to Sweden as well, which is a Scandinavian region, is a big high for BIM. And you obviously come to London as well, and I was going to mention that, but you managed to beat me to it, so well done. Now, you're coming to London town for the big show, and which I'm sure you're very excited about. What can people expect to get out of attending? Now, perhaps people are worried that the event isn't relevant to them, so how can you tell them and prove them wrong?
I will try to do that politely as I can. Well, as far as what they can expect to see, being as this will be our first conference, we decided that we wanted to partner with customers. We didn't want this just to be us on stage saying, hey, we have something special. We have something you can use. Because nobody really likes to be pitched or sold to. And if you're like us, the more somebody tries to pitch, the more skeptical you are about the true value, because the technology should speak for itself. So what we've done is we've partnered with some of our customers, and each of them are going to discuss a different part of the way that they implemented Bluebeam on a project within their organization, the workflows that they're doing, and why they did it, how they did it, and what they've seen as the value thus far. So really touching on all fronts, especially for somebody who may be new to the product. What does it do? How does it help your organization? What do you need to know about getting it implemented? And then what areas or what's the focus area you can get the most value from immediately? So we're bringing those speakers with us to tell their story and really look at traditional ways of things like estimation, planning, and production, and how fragmented they are, and how that causes risk and unreliability and efficiency and waste. And then really looking at simplifying and integrating these processes through a single platform so you can walk away with very tangible understanding of, okay, if I'm looking to do design review, here's how I would do design review with Bluebeam. If I'm looking to do field reporting, here's how I do field reporting. If I want to create a navigable, digestible digital document set that can be consumed in the field easily without that person wanting to throw their device across the room, here's how you do it.
Fantastic. It looks and sounds fantastic, and that's coming up on the 1st of October. But that's not all you're doing in the UK. No, no, no. You're sticking around for a bit longer, and you're going to be at UK Construction Week on October the 8th, and you're going to be on quite the impressive panel, Sasha. There's Crunch Time interviewee Nick Tune. Well, not yet. He's going to be. He's going to be on the edition after you, I believe. And also there's representatives from the BRE, Lang O'Rourke, and WSP as well. So I bet you're really excited about that.
Yes, it's half excitement, half fear, because you're right. It's a highly esteemed panel. When my international team sent me the information as to who had finally signed on for the panel, I sent her an email back and I said, oh my gosh, this is a fantastic panel. Are you sure that they still want me on this panel? But I'm excited because the conversation is really around the outlook for BIM in the UK in construction and building. And everyone in the US is keeping an eye on the UK. We're all watching because we all want to learn from each other. And I think the UK's approach to a government mandate to really push that all federal projects be this level 2 BIM by 2016, that's a gauntlet. That's a line in the sand. And so we're really excited to see how that's progressing, where you guys feel like you're on target. Where do you feel like there are gaps? Where do you feel like you're making progress? Where do you feel like you've taken two steps back? Because I know that's what we do here in the US. We have the top 20% of the industry that's talking about BIM and that's implementing it on their workflows. And the other 80% is still using paper or still trying to patchwork along a solution to just keep up. So I'm super, super excited and actually quite nervous as well.
Well, I'm sure you'll be fine. And the outlook for BIM in UK construction and building is the title of the panel. How do you feel your experience outside of the UK will help influence conversation about what's happening within the British Isles?
Well, I think that I don't fancy myself as an expert or to be at their level of industry knowledge. However, I have this background of having interesting customer conversations, helping a software company develop a solution specifically designed to answer and solve some of these challenges. And I am privy to conversations with some of the most innovative individuals within the industry where I've been able to speak with them and talk with them and understand their ideas. So I hope to just kind of bring to the conversation ambient knowledge, ambient understanding of what some others have done, what's been successful, where the roadblocks are, where we're seeing small but pretty significant victories, and give perspective that may enlighten part of the conversation or even potentially challenge a bit of the perceptions and create shared knowledge and a shared understanding of where the U.S. is, how the U.K. is navigating these traverse roadblocks, and where we're more alike than we are disalike and where we can learn from each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard it here first, people. Sasha may be throwing down a challenge or two. Now, Sasha, before we get to the quickfire Crunch Time questions, I just want to ask you what quickly. I mentioned this with Kath Fontana in a previous episode of Crunch Time. You were actually the only female on that panel, and we're big on pushing females on BIM Crunch. There's a lot of different interviewees we've had this year, and perhaps the same amount of female interviewees as men. And there's a big kind of revolution happening in sports at the moment, soccer, wrestling, UFC with Ronda Rousey, etc. It's happening in BIM too, which is great. What do you think needs to happen to encourage more women to work within the BIM community, but also in the construction industry as well?